When you hear of a popular brand success like Skims, Rode, Rare Beauty, or Aloe Yoga, you may think that all just comes from having a great product. But most people don't realize that it's the business behind the business that drives that success. There's an overlooked secret that makes selling and shopping simple. And that secret is Shopify. So the secret's out. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. It's the home of the number one checkout on the planet, meaning way less carts abandoned and way more sales going. I've been using it myself for 2 years with my own brand of women's feminine clothing and lingerie, so I know what the hype is all about. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/forthegirls, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/forthegirls to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/forthegirls.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Settling is not an option for me. Everything I desire is already mine. What if you can have it all? Because every day is for the girls.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of For the Girls. I'm your host, Victoria Alario. And today we're talking about periods, our menstrual cycle, healthy habits, and more. We get a little TMI with our amazing guest, Kate Morton. She's a hormone dietitian. She's the founder of Funk It Wellness and the host of Period Chats podcast. I'm actually amazed by Funk It Wellness. I can't even lie. I've been taking the Cycle Bites and I got my period last night. And I just realized during our interview, you're going to hear when you listen to this conversation today, that I've had no cramping. I didn't even know if my period was coming or not, when usually I'm like out for the count, I'm usually all thrown off, and it hit me that it might be because I started taking the cycling bites like a week ago. So today, now that my period just started, I'm starting the seed cycling from Funk It Wellness, so I'm really excited to try that. And Kate actually gave us, all of the listeners here, a 20% off discount code. So the code is For the Girls, my typical usual code. You could use that at checkout at funkitwellness.com. And I did read the reviews of the seed cycling and they're amazing and they're really impressive, which I always read before trying anything. So I'm really excited to give that a go for myself. And as you can see, if you're on YouTube right now, I'm very excited to announce that this is going to be my first ever episode available with full video on YouTube. So if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, if you're listening on Spotify, and if you have YouTube, if you're interested in YouTube, if you're interested in visual video podcast, maybe for today, head out of this app and get onto YouTube if you want to actually watch the episode. I would really appreciate some feedback from you girls. So my at on YouTube is just at For the Girls. I don't know if that's youtube.com/forthegirls. You could give that a try. I am not well versed in YouTube, but I do know that if you go on YouTube and go in the search bar and search at For the Girls, I will come up. Please subscribe. I only have like 200 subscribers, so help your girl out. I have every single podcast episode uploaded there, but they are all uploaded as audio only. So you'll see, check out this one. This is the only one so far that has video on it. So be sure to please leave a like on this video, leave a comment on this video, and I'm going to try my best to keep consistently uploading video episodes if you girls enjoy it. I'm really going to go based on the feedback to see if it's worth it, if you girls actually enjoy watching. So please, please, please let me know your thoughts in the comments. But that's it. Now let's get into the episode so you can hear from Kate. Okay, everyone, please welcome Kate. Kate, introduce yourself to the girls.
Hello, girls. I'm so excited to be here. I'm Kate Morton. I'm a registered dietitian. I've got a master's degree in human clinical nutrition. I'm also the founder of Funk It Wellness, which is an all-natural hormone health company, and the host of the Period Chats podcast. And I basically, all that long intro to say, I talk about all things hormones, periods, anything you would consider TMI pretty much, I talk about. So I'm so excited to be here and share this space with you guys.
Yeah, talk about TMI. We actually just recorded an episode, like Kate interviewed me on Period Chats, and we definitely did get a little TMI. So if you girls want to hear some TMI stuff, that is the right place to be. I'm like a bit TMI too, but you know, when you're in like somebody else's zone, I don't know like how much I could say, you know, there was like a point I was like, I don't know how graphic I could be on here.
And I was like, bring it all. All the graphicness, bring it all.
Yeah, you're the best with that. So I love that. That was a lot of fun. But like you said, you are the owner of Funk It Wellness, which I think that brand is just so cool. When I first came across you and your stuff, I was really, really intrigued by it. So in your own words, like explain what Funk It Wellness is to, you know, the listeners here. Share the whole backstory of how it really came to be and just like, how were you the mastermind behind this really cool brand?
So it's so interesting. Whenever I talk about this, like I am an accidental entrepreneur, and I say that like through and through because I always wanted to be a dietitian. I always thought that's what I would do. And then I got off birth control and I was just in such a rut. Like my acne was really bad. My cycle was super irregular. My cramps were like out of this world. Like I'd have to call in to work. I just basically had every awful PMS period symptom you could think of. And I was living in New Zealand at the time. I was in my early 20s and I was like, this is supposed to be the best time of my life and I feel awful. And so I was like, there's got to be something I can do. And I started looking into food-based options because I was like, you know, I know about food. That's something I can do. I was really just trying to heal myself. And then I started talking to my friends, as we do, as girls, as women, talking to my friends about this. And everybody else was having some version of the same problem, but no one ever really talked about it because they felt like it was TMI or they felt like it was just normal and that's how their life was going to be. And I was like, okay, no, I'm a problem solver. I'm going to fix this problem. So I got introduced to seed cycling, which we're going to get into later exactly what that is, but it's basically like a really simple food-based approach to managing hormone balance. I thought it was total BS. I didn't think it was going to work, but I was willing to give anything a try. And I started making these seed cycling kits in my kitchen, and I had such bad hormonal acne that it was like ear to ear, hurt to lay down to go to sleep. Within 3 months, my acne had started clearing up. My cycle was coming more regularly. It was just like, I couldn't believe the difference. So then my friends were like, okay, I want some of that. Like, I want to feel better. So then I just started making these seed cycling kits in my kitchen for my friends. And then before I knew it, there was like a line of people out the door who wanted also to do the seed cycling kit. And so I figured here's a business that one can help people because I always knew how hard being an entrepreneur was. And I didn't really want to do it because I didn't want to, it was hard. I was like, I don't want to do that. But I found something I'm so passionate about because I truly believe that we all deserve to feel good no matter what day of the month it is. We also deserve the education on our bodies that we were hands down not given. So I guess that's how I became an entrepreneur. The want to help people outweighed the need for sleep, I guess, is how I put it. So yeah, that's how we ended up. And now, you know, we've got a full product line. We ship to all 50 states. We have customers in all 50 states. We've helped thousands of women. So it's just one of those things where I feel really grateful that my passion kind of lined up with a business that could work. And I know we were talking about gratitude lists when we were on my podcast, and I did my list before I came on here today. And that's just is something I'm grateful for, is I get to talk about this and share this. And yeah, that's kind of how it all was born. It was really innocent. It was never super intentional, to be honest.
Well, I think even aside from how you just said, like, my passion got to become a business, which is true. But more than that and deeper than that, your personal issue became a business, like your personal problem. Whereas I feel like for the most part, when people have a problem, they look to other sources to solve it. Whereas you took your own personal problem and literally turned it into a business, which I think is just so crazy. Talk about being solution oriented. You said, you know what? Instead of going the easy route, I'm going to invest all my money and give up all my sleep and I'm going to make a solution. So I love that. But I actually have like a random side question because two different things you said. One, when you started off your story, you said this came from getting off of birth control. The other thing that you said toward the end of your point there was we don't have enough education on our bodies, which I was on birth control for 10 years. I've been off of it for a few years now. I started it like literally going into high school because I had my period at such a young age and because I really struggled with it. That was what I got put on, like covering it, up an issue with a Band-Aid per se, and rather than actually solving a problem, you know? And so I did end up coming off of it probably around like 23 or 24, just because I felt like, damn, I've been on this for way too long now. You know, I wanted to get off of it. But why I'm bringing this up and saying this is such a random sidebar question is, did you watch Love is Blind? This is what I want to know.
So I am like probably the only person in the world who hasn't watched Love is Blind, but I know that there was some birth control drama.
Yeah, you know where I'm going with this?
I know where you're going. I watched it on TikTok. So you can educate me on the Love is Blind drama because all my friends love it and I need to probably start watching it.
trust me when I say you definitely don't need to because it will not add any value to your life whatsoever. However, it was so cringy to watch because so this couple that did get married and I believe is currently still married, the guy is like so scared of knocking her up, like the thought of getting her pregnant, I think he'd rather actually jump off a cliff and die. I'm not even kidding. So he was really trying to get her to go on birth control, but she did not want to. I don't recall if she ever was on it or if she was never on it. Either way, she was basically saying like, I have educated myself and like, I don't want to go on birth control now. Like the side effects are like the worst thing. Like women should not be on it for just because you're scared to like have kids, you should get a vasectomy then. Like this is your problem, not my problem, essentially. And yeah, just like my point was just how uneducated people are. And like, you know, men see it, or at least that man in particular saw it as just a simple like, hey, just like go on birth control. Like, I just don't want to get you pregnant. And she's like, no, you could get a vasectomy. Like if that's, you know, I just don't think people realize the effects that it causes.
I don't think so either. And I also think like the lack of education, like I gave a TED talk about 2 years ago about how the whole reason we have a stigma around periods is because we're not educated on them. And I think that's like a perfect example of just like pushing it to the woman, like you figure it out, where like men have been through birth control trials and they almost all dropped out because of the side effects. Do you want to know what the side effects were? Weight gain, moodiness, fatigue, extreme exhaustion, crying. Like it's literally all the same things that we experience, and we're just I think that's where so much of my like my company's called Funk It, and so much of where that name came from was this like anger around how much is put on women when it comes to reproductive health. One, not given any tools, not given any education, but we're given the entire burden. And that Love is Blind episode, from what I could see on TikTok, is literally the perfect example of that.
Yeah, it is crazy because like it takes two to tango, you know, like ultimately the woman is the one who gets pregnant, but she doesn't impregnate herself. So really, this shouldn't only be one person's burden. So
also one person's responsibility. We can only get pregnant like 4 to 5 days out of the month. And like they can make a baby literally every day, multiple times a day.
Yeah. Yeah, that is actually so crazy when you say it like that, which like I know that information, but like I've never actually said it or heard it in that way. And that is actually so true. Like even if you girls are like tracking your periods on your apps, you'll see it'll literally say low chance of getting pregnant, high chance of getting pregnant. I very rarely ever see the high chance of getting pregnant. It's just that little period little period of time after your period. You know, toward the end of your cycle, whatever. Point is like they could get you pregnant, or they could get 10 different girls pregnant at all like different points. Yeah, literally. Oh my God. That is such a crazy way to put it.
Do you struggle to find comfort in your body? Do you experience cravings, bloating? If so, then you need Hormone Harmony, the solution for women of all ages to maintain optimal hormone levels. It reduces bloating and discomfort and supports your mood and general well-being. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. It has zero sugar and is gluten-free, dairy-free, non-GMO, and third-party tested. And the biggest benefit? feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in the reviews, and there are over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony. For a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code FORTHEGIRLS at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code FORTHEGIRLS for 15% off today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
But now, speaking of our cycle, I want to go back to talking about Funk It. I have the Cycle Bites, which I did start taking. I find them very interesting. Like, I really like them. I wasn't sure how I was going to feel about them because when I read the healthy ingredients, I'm always like, yep, things like that don't taste good. But they actually do, which is like bizarre. So surprisingly, you have a fan with me. So I do like them. But I actually wanted to tell you, I ended up getting my period late last night and I forgot to do this, the first part of the seed cycling. So I want you to talk about the seed cycling, but so today is technically like my first full day. Is it too late for me to start it today?
No, it's perfect day. And this is actually such a great point.
One, it came so late. Normally I like wake up with my period. So I was like waiting all day for it. It came at night and then like I didn't end up doing it. So explain the whole seed cycling and what you were just going to say.
And like, this is a great point too, because this is one of my biggest confusions when I started seed cycling, but also I do want to say, I'm so happy you like the Cycle Bites because we literally had to make 125 versions of them to make one that had all those healthy ingredients, no artificial flavors or sweeteners, and make it taste good. So when I hear people say they like the taste, I'm like, oh, literally, thank you. All the hard work was worth it.
I'm like not a Whole Foods, like, you know, when people are like, oh yeah, I get this like green juice or whatever from Whole Foods. And then I like take a sip and it's like straight ginger. I'm like, oh my God. Like I'm not into like those like really rooty type of like foods or drinks. So I definitely had like my side eye before I tried. I'm like, all right, let's see. Then I'm like, wait, all right, this is good.
I know. And we actually did a clinical study on them too. And they work, which is great. They help with period pain. They improved quality of life and helped with acne. So they taste good and they work.
Wait, I'm so curious if that's why I didn't have cramps. Wait, hold on. Because I didn't even put that together. I started taking it the other day because I knew my period was coming. Why did I not even put this together? And then, didn't I say this to you on the episode? I'm like, normally, you know, I'm really crampy. Like last month I was like in bed for 2 days when I got my period. And I was like, this month, as in literally 2 days ago, yesterday, I'm like, I'm supposed to be getting my period, but like, I don't even know if it's coming because I don't feel anything. Didn't I just say that?
Yeah, you did.
And I was don't hoping, know. Like, I was oh like, my it's God. Probably
right because it's amazing. And the study we did it for 3 months and we actually did like a full blown clinical study on them. People saw results within the first month, which is so exciting because a lot of products, it takes 3 months to work, but they have so much ginger in them. They have all these antioxidant ingredients and we developed them based on about 250 different peer reviewed articles on ingredients from real food that help reduce period pain. And so I believe that's probably why, if you normally have a crampy cycle and you didn't have a crampy period today.
I literally didn't even know yesterday if it was going to come because I'm like, what? Like, what's happening? And then it didn't come all day. Then it ended up coming at night. But I had like, not to be, you know, too graphic, but I had like black underwear on. So I couldn't see anything. So I'm like looking at the underwear. I'm like, did I get it? And then finally at night I did get it. And I was like, oh my God. So now it's really like registering in my head that I was like waiting for it, but I wasn't feeling it. And typically I know the second it starts, I'm like, oh, there she is. So yeah, today is like my first full day, but now, all right, I'll start the seed cycling. So explain that, the seed cycling for us.
Yeah. And this is, I'm so glad you asked this question because when I first started seed cycling on my own, like 6 years ago, I would have spotting before my period. And I was like, is this my period? Is this day one? What's actually day one? When do I start? So when you guys the first full day of bleeding, like where you would use a period product or not. I free bleed a lot at home, but like where you're like, okay, it's actually here. That's day one of your period and your entire menstrual cycle. So on day one, you're going to start, if you're using Funk It, it's called our Nurture Blend. It's pumpkin and flax seeds. And you're going to take that 2 tablespoons of that blend every single day until you ovulate. The reason the pumpkin and flaxseed are good for the first half of your cycle is they support inflammation. They're packed with omega-3 fatty acids. They also have phytoestrogens, which are going to be really important for your follicular phase, which is the phase that comes after you finish your period. That helps to support estrogen. And then from there, you've got magnesium, which, fun fact, roughly 68% of Americans are deficient in magnesium, which magnesium is responsible for over 500 reactions in our body. A lot of those have to do with hormones and sleep. And so magnesium is going to be huge. Then you're also getting zinc, which is important for ovulation and cell multiplication, which is like coming up in your cycle. And then you're also getting prebiotic fiber from the seeds, because one of the most underrated connections is how much our gut health impacts our hormone health, which we can get into later in the episode, but they're very intertwined. So that's the first half. Just to recap, from the first day of your period until you ovulate, which is usually days 1 to 14 of your cycle, you're having pumpkin and flaxseed. After you ovulate, so you usually, if you track your temperature, you'll see a spike in your temperature. You're going to start taking 2 tablespoons of the sesame and sunflower blend, or the Radiate blend. This is packed with vitamin E and vitamin B6. These two ingredients have some of the most research on them for breast tenderness, emotional, like anxiety around your period, and period pain and fatigue. So vitamin E and vitamin B6. You've also still got omega-3 fatty acids, because they're really going to want to support inflammation through the entire cycle, because inflammation can lead to those painful periods. Then you've also got selenium, which is really important for supporting our thyroid. And you've still got phytoestrogens to help with the estrogen balance. But all of those nutrients support progesterone, which is dominant in the second half. So that's a lot of words to say. Basically, the pumpkin and flax seeds support estrogen. The sesame and sunflower seeds support progesterone. Those are the two main hormones of your cycle. And keeping those nourished and in balance is what helps to eliminate a lot of those PMS symptoms, like cramping, mood swings, breast tenderness, irritability, fatigue. You know, because if you're feeling that the week before your period and then you're feeling bad on your period, that's actually half of your life. That's half of your month. It's half of your life. So we want to mitigate that. We want to use real food to support your whole body as well.
Wow. And now, how do you recommend doing the seed cycling? Like how what's your, you know, preferred way of taking them, or what do you see in customers?
Yeah. So honestly, the thing I see the most is creating a routine around the seeds is your key to success, because you have to be consistent. It takes about 3 full months to see the full benefit. Something that's really interesting is the egg you drop or lay. My husband always like, are you laying your egg? Like, he thinks it's like so funny around ovulation, but the egg you like release, that's the better term, not drop. You release this cycle started forming 3 cycles ago. So that's why a lot of things for hormones take 90 days to see an improvement. So routine is key. How I do it, I just do it with breakfast every single morning, because I make this like whipped chia pudding. It's like really easy. You can prep it at the beginning of the, I do it on like Sunday for the whole week, because I just know I'm like going to be kind of rushing a little bit in the morning. So I eat in chia pudding, but you can add in anything, smoothies. You can eat, some people dry scoop the seeds. That's not for me. I'm a texture person. I would literally throw up. Put them in smoothies, tacos, avocado toast, on top of soups, salads, like pretty much anything you're already eating. Just, they don't really have a taste. The sesame is a little bitter, but if you've ever had sesame, you kind of like know what that tastes like. And so you can really just, all that to say, add them to anything you're already eating.
And drinking or not so much, like not in water?
So some people do that. They actually like have those like a frother.
Oh, thing. Yeah.
And they'll put them in water or like a protein shake and just drink them, because it's like then they don't have to think about it. I just add them to my food, because again, the texture of that would kind of freak me out.
Yeah, for sure. I always like to ask, you know, the tangibles, because I think some people just want like the step-by-step, you know, they might get like confused or like, how do I use this? When do I use this? So to break it down as simply as possible, that was perfect. I love that. I want to talk, you mentioned balance and hormonal balance. So when it comes to that, what is the role of specific nutrients or lifestyle factors that will support having that healthy balance with your hormones?
Yeah, it's really interesting because I run Funk It Wellness, but I also have a private client business. So I work with women on hormone balance and hormone health and do Dutch testing. And so it's really interesting actually seeing like in practice what's going on with people and the improvement. The biggest thing like is a lot of people are undernourished. And this is just like what I've realized is like you can have like a full day of food, but still not actually be getting the nutrition that you need. And so what I like to tell people is fat, fiber, and protein are the three most important things when we're talking about hormone balance, because blood sugar balance and gut health are so supportive for our entire system. Because I think it's really easy to look at it like just looking at our hormones, but we're not looking at the full picture of how it all goes together. So balancing our blood sugar, so making sure we're not fasting, we're not going long periods without food, but we're giving ourselves time to digest. But I always recommend looking at your plate, starting with, you can do 30 grams of protein first thing in the morning. It is a game changer for one, energy and fatigue, but two, just keeping your blood sugar nice and stable throughout the day. Because I know blood sugar is kind of like blood sugar and cortisol are like buzzwords right now on social media, but essentially what they mean is when your blood sugar is either really high or really low, so you've had something that's not like balanced or you've eaten too much or you haven't eaten enough, your body spikes and then dips. And this causes our cortisol to spike. And then this causes inflammation in the body. And then from there, it like goes down the cascade of things being out of balance. All your body wants actually is just to live completely in balance. So eating enough, making sure we're getting enough protein, fruits and veggies too, like so underrated because they have fiber in them, they have antioxidants in them, they have phytonutrients, they're packed with vitamins and minerals. So I know this is all basic stuff, but I just want to remind you guys that actually like you probably can balance your hormones with everything that's already in your fridge. So like 30 grams of protein in the morning, getting fiber in there, not being scared of healthy fats. Like I know I think we're actually the exact same age, 29. And so If you like grew up with a mom that had like everything in your kitchen as like low fat, no fat, fat removed, it's like, don't be scared to eat the full fat yogurt. Don't be scared to like use butter. Like it's okay to have these like good fats in our diet too, because a lot of people don't realize hormones are actually produced through cholesterol. Cholesterol comes from fat. And a lot of high cholesterol is actually hereditary. It's not necessarily coming from the foods we're eating. So if we don't have healthy fats in our diet, we're not going to be able to properly produce hormones or have glowy skin or have like thick hair. So don't be scared of fat. And then the other thing, that's like kind of the nutritional piece, like foundations. The other thing is sleep. Sleep is the most underrated, because if you're not getting enough sleep, remember we were talking about cortisol earlier? Your cortisol is going to be up and up and up because it's trying to keep your body going. So then say we're not sleeping, drinking caffeine on an empty stomach, waiting till lunch to eat, and then we have a really stressful, intense job, and then we're going to do cardio. Guys, that's like so many of our lives. That is a recipe for disaster. So on the flip side of that, getting enough sleep and prioritizing rest, 30 grams of protein in the morning before you have any kind of caffeine. And if you can wait 60 minutes to have caffeine, it actually allows your cortisol is not a bad thing. It wakes you up in the morning, but we want it to kind of naturally come down. If we're having caffeine at the peak of when we're waking up, it's keeping our cortisol elevated and then we're having a sharper dip. So if you can wait 60 minutes and get that 30 grams of protein in, like chef's kiss, like so good for you. And then also like incorporating some kind of mindfulness practice. It can be as simple as a gratitude list. And I know if you're listening to this podcast, you know all about law of attraction, romanticizing your life, like adding that in, That was a lot of tips. I just really overloaded you guys. I'm so sorry. Just like pause and take notes. But like, honestly, I think that we just overcomplicate quote unquote hormone balance because it's really just about taking care of ourselves. I guess that's the root of everything I just said. It's properly nourishing ourselves, prioritizing rest, and taking care of ourselves and kind of feeding our bodies too. Because I think for me, that was really hard for a long time.
Yeah. It may sound like a lot of tips, but it's all the simple, like it's not overcomplicated tips. Sometimes, yes, a lot of information can overwhelm people, but when you actually break down what the information is, it's what we've already always known. And it's what we've already always been told. You don't have to reinvent the wheel. You don't have to do these crazy things that you hear about on TikTok or wherever. And then you're like, oh yeah, that'll be the thing that helps me lose weight or, you know, with inflammation or keeps me awake. Like, no, it's really about, you know, having the right nutrients in our food. I think more often than not, and I don't want to go into a whole other tangent, but more often than not, food can heal your problems. Like, it's really about the nutrients, whether it is weight loss, weight gain, adding, you know, having more energy in your life, helping your metabolism, helping your menstrual cycle. Like, all of these things really can be healed with the proper nutrients, the proper diet, and the proper amount of sleep. And that's what it comes down to. And then, yeah, throw a little bit of gratitude in there. And there you go. Like, you have a well-balanced, you know, like healthy lifestyle and healthy habits. So I think everything you said is really valuable. But more importantly, it's the basics. It's right back to the basics. It's not new. It's not groundbreaking. It's the same stuff we've always known, but we are maybe a little bit lazy to implement, you know, like maybe someday. I mean, listen, we don't always have the best days, right? So two days ago, so on Tuesday, I made pasta for dinner. Guess what? I ate that pasta for breakfast in the morning. I did not have my 30 grams of protein for breakfast because I woke up, I saw the pasta, and I was like, you know what? And I got my period yesterday. So I was just like, I'm craving the carbs.
But you know what? It's so much better that you fed your body and you didn't just say, oh, I don't have the bandwidth for 30 grams of protein, but you had the bandwidth to heat up that pasta. That is so much better for you than skipping breakfast. So I'm so glad you said that too. Like, it's not about being perfect. Like, it's truly about loving your body enough to take care of it and feed it. And that's exactly what you did in that moment.
Yeah. I'm like, I don't care that it's 9 o'clock in the morning. Like, this is what I want. This is what I'm craving. You have to listen to your body. You have to honor your body. And I think intuitive eating and intuitive, you know, sleeping and habits and whatnot. And I say intuitive sleeping because I will straight up take a nap right in the middle of the day. Like, if I feel If I'm tired, there are definitely times where I have like a lot of shit that needs to get done. And I'm like, all right, I really got to do this. But other days, I'm big on giving your body grace and just napping when need to be. If you really follow like your intuition, I think that'll help, you know, be so much, just feel so much better. Let's put it that way. But I wanted to bring up also, because you mentioned you have private clients. So I want to know how else do you like help your clients or encourage your clients, you know, to have like open communication around your menstrual health or just like how they're feeling, whether it's like in relationships with the people in their lives. Because I think what we just said, like there's such a lack of education, you know, just normal things aren't normalized. And when it comes to women and their bodies and periods, it's like almost as if like men don't need to know about it. Like it's just a woman problem. Like just keep it, you know, to yourself. But when you're working with clients and helping them, whether it is with their nutrition or whatnot, what are the other forms of support that you offer them to give them that well-rounded like guidance?
Yeah, that's such a good question, because I also think like this knowledge can't exist in a silo. Like we have to share this with everybody. That's like my biggest thing in life now is like we have to share this knowledge about hormones. And it can be, we talked about this when we were on my podcast, like the confidence around sharing about something that has been stigmatized and kept in the dark for so long. So one, like the biggest thing is education. I am very analytical. And so if someone can break something down for me and explain it, like I think understanding the four phases of the menstrual cycle and then being able to share that with your partner, like, hey, I'm on my period this week. This is how I'm feeling. hey, my follicular phase, you know, I actually have way more energy at this time and I'd like to try something new. And then, oh, I'm ovulating. My libido is going to be a little higher, but like we do need to be careful. And then for your luteal phase being like, hey, I'm feeling a little more introverted and tired and task oriented. Here's some other things I would like. So I think one, if you can understand your body enough then to communicate it, that's amazing. But if you also don't want the burden of doing that, because I understand that that is like a whole, like that takes a lot of energy, there are a lot of really great period tracking apps that you can add in partner mode if you feel comfortable adding your partner to your period tracking app. And it actually gives them like a little notification about like, hey, Kate might be feeling this way today, or hey, this is going on in her body. I was on another podcast and she uses a Stardust app and she said her boyfriend's like paired on it and it sent a message that was like, hide the knives today. Like the Stardust one is funny. Like that, if you want to like learn through laughter, I recommend that one. If you want to learn like more education, I would go with Clue. But yeah, so there's a lot of different ways. But I think the other thing is like just talking and sharing and not showing up perfectly and just being really honest. Because if you think about it, like we feel different almost every single day. And I don't think, like, I know personally, like my husband just like, he can't relate. He's like, wow, that has to be like a lot to like not just wake up and know how you're going to feel. And I'm like, it is. And so I just think educating them too, because now like it took a long time, guys. Like I've been running this business for 4 years. I've been super into hormones for 6 years. And I think just constantly sharing the education. And I mean, I'll be at a party and I'll just like start talking about it. And then like, I have never had someone be like, ew, that's gross. I don't want to learn about that. 9 times out of 10, it's actually the guy sitting around me like, okay, so then what do I need to do in this phase? Or, oh, okay, so in the luteal phase, I need to make sure the dishes are done. Like, I feel like people are a little more open to it than maybe we think. Another tangent, but just some more info.
It's perfect. It's perfect. I like how in the beginning of your answer, you almost gave a little minor breakdown of each of the phase. Like you just kind of said how to communicate each one. I want you to break that down even more, the phases of the menstrual cycle with like the most simple terms, even if it was down to you giving us like one word to describe each phase, however it suits you. I really want the girls to understand what each cycle actually means for them. And then like, all right, so say that you gave a little one-liner or something to go with each one and then pair it with just like a small piece of advice or a little tip on how to adjust daily for that cycle phase.
Yeah. And so I think the easiest way to break it down is using the seasons. And so we all are really familiar with like the four seasons, but actually your cycle fits within those. So your menstrual phase, when you're bleeding, this one you're going to be a little tired, introverted, chilling. This is winter. So think cozy vibes, warm foods, blankets on the couch, like menstrual phase, winter, cozy, chilling. Like that's how I describe that. And then also like crock pot meals because they're yummy and easy and nutrient dense. Then when we stop bleeding, we go into our follicular phase, which is like spring. So think like renewal, creative energy, like really outgoing. You know, you're like exactly like you're coming out of it and it's springtime and the snow's melted and you're like ready to go. That's your follicular phase. And this is like your go-getter phase, creativity, estrogen's rising, you're glowing, you're feeling good. Then ovulation comes and this is summer. So think like hot, sexy, sweaty, like sweaty workouts, feeling good, wearing like your little bra top and hot shorts out to the club. Like this is like ovulation time. You're also, your voice changes around this time and you're more magnetic. So use that to your advantage. Like you want a promotion, go ask for it around this time. You have a big presentation, schedule it at this time. Then after that phase ends, we go into our luteal phase, which is our longest phase. And it's 2 weeks. The first week, your hormones are still kind of high from ovulation. The second week would be the week before your period. So this is autumn. So think about in the fall, we're like slowing down, we're prepping for the holidays, we're kind of starting to eat those more nutrient dense foods. We need a little bit more protein here, resting more. Like, you know, I feel like fall is all about like rest and enjoy and like savor the moment before winter. That's your luteal phase. And that phase actually like to-do lists are amazing, weightlifting is amazing, walking, just like soaking it in. So that's your inner fall.
I love that. I think that was like the best way that it could possibly be put. That was great. I feel like you know when you know something, but then like you hear it again, like in a new way, it like clicks different, you know, it resonates differently. And so like, I feel like even hearing you say something that I might already know, the way that you explained it, like re-inspired, like it helped me again. You know what I mean?
Oh, I love that. And I like the seasons analogy too, because I think it's like, it just articulates how you feel and you're like, oh, wait, my body's actually way more connected to nature than I realized too, which is like a cool thing.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. So lastly, to wrap this up, I want to know what your personal favorite self-care practices are that that help you to just thrive in every single cycle phase, no matter what season you're in. How are you personally thriving?
I think the biggest thing I've learned about myself is I need a slow morning. Like, I am a morning girl. Like, I like to take it easy in the morning. Even if it means having to wake up earlier, like, I want to have my breakfast. I want to have my coffee. I take a bath every morning, which is like a funny, like a lot of people like can't even imagine that. But I take a bath. I have like my breakfast. Then I have my mushroom coffee. So a slow morning is something I do no matter what. The other thing I'm really loving right now is I have a red light in my house, and red light therapy help. I have Hashimoto's, and red light therapy can be super beneficial for Hashimoto's. And then the next thing I'm always going to do, obviously, is seed cycling. Like, I will never not seed cycle, because every time I stop, I start getting my little like spots of acne coming back. So that's my, like, no matter what, I'm always going to do my red light. I'm always going to have an early slow morning. That includes the meditation, and I'm going to seed cycle. Those are like my top three.
I love that. I love that. All right. I think you have a little something to share with us about your seed cycling Funk It Wellness, don't you?
Yes. So for anyone who's listening, you can get 20% off our entire website, funkitwellness.com. And the discount code is for the girls, like all typed out. So head on over there. You can get 20% off of everything. We don't usually do that big of a discount, but I was excited and I really want you guys to try it. So head on over there. And then, you know, you can DM us if you have questions. Like, on Instagram, we're super responsive. We know that like this is a new concept to a lot of people. So like, we're here to like be your cheerleader and also like support you through it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right, Kate, this was amazing. Where can all the girls find you and connect with you?
Yeah. So if you want to connect with me personally, or if you're looking for like a dietitian to work one-on-one with, Carbs and Kate, like a piece of bread, like Carbs and Kate is my Instagram. And then if you want to connect with Funk It, which is also me most of the time, funkitwellness.com. And then on Instagram and TikTok, Funk It Wellness.
This was amazing. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.